Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Hello. How y'all doing? Welcome to God's Rainbow Ministry Presents Purpose Gospel Radio, and I'm your host, Dr. Pastor Cannon. Amen. All righty, let's open up with a prayer. Amen. Lord God, we come into your presence, for you are certainly our refuge, especially in these times when so much is happening to grieve and trouble us. You are our God and our Savior today and for all time. You have always been our Savior and helper, and you will remain our Savior and helper forever. We praise you and glorify your name. Give a new spirit in our day. We pray new health through the gospel brought by Jesus Christ. May your name be kept holy, your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Alrighty, well, how you doing, Joseph Gibson? I hope you're blessed today. Well, let's play some great gospel music here. Yes. Let's play Respond by Travis Green and Danielle Young.
Searching for someone who will respond. I'm right here. You sit high, still you're looking for somewhere you could abide. I'm right here. I'm the one. To search no more. Oh, I'm the one you're looking for. When you call me, I will respond. Yeah. When you call me, I will respond. When you pull me, I will come running to your arms. I will respond to you. You see
Now we're going to play Secrets by Israel Houghton and Adrian Houghton.
We lie to our lovers. We lie to our friends. Painting our pictures and playing pretend.
way I will trust by Fred Hammond and Brian Hammond.
Don't bring them down.
Amen. I will trust in the name of the Lord. Amen. All righty. Well, let's take, I'll take a caller in before I get into the message of a Bible reading. I believe this is Joseph Gibson here. Let's bring him on and see what he has to say tonight.
I'm doing all right. It's a very, very, I guess, I don't know if you want to celebrate it or not, but, you know, obviously the guy that they're going to be, if he was found guilty and they're going to execute him, the guy that shot up the Jewish synagogue there in, I think it was in Pennsylvania, you know, he took 11 devils that day. So, it's sad that he's going to be put to death, but you know, he's going to die a martyr and, a hero in the community.
Oh, that's sad to hear.
Sad to hear. The problem with these parasites in our society, these kikes, you know, they just drain everything of our society, and they're destroying our economy, and they're ushering in this new world order. You know, these damn kikes, these Jews, and until we recognize the problem and openly admit it and look, they promote this twisted homosexuality, this perversion, this transvestite sickness where they're marching around parading up and down the street with their ass hanging out. They want acceptance. Well, if you want acceptance, that's the last thing you should be doing is parading up and down the street with your ass hanging out and your balls swaying in the air in front of children. They're absolutely disgusting. Disgusting. This country is disgusting.
Well, everybody has a right to be. They have a right to be gay or have a right to be Jewish. You know, we should be tolerant of people. I mean, I'm not really in for this new world order or the Illuminati. Okay, I think we should be tolerant of people. Okay. What do you think? Joe, where'd you go? I guess Joe would stop talking, I guess. I don't know. Well, according to this, he didn't hang up.
I don't know. It's probably that asshole that you got working the board or whatever. That asshole, your sidekick there, the one that's sucking you off in the middle of the show or whatever. What the hell is his name? Tony Ferrara or whatever.
Well, I'm working the board, so it's not me.
Well, somebody's screwing around. Anyway, listen, you were talking about tolerance. Listen, tolerance has to stop. You said you don't want this new world order. Well, I believe you. You know, but these other sidekicks you got hanging around you, you know, they're bringing in this new world order. They're helping it. They have to go to the lion's den. They need to be brought before, if they need to be brought charged, they need to be and brought before the jury of their peers, and if found guilty, then they need to swing from the highest tree. Okay? And all these faggots and queers, you know, it's disgusting. They're destroying our society. I mean, come on, you cannot sit there and tell me that you support that type of behavior in front of children, too, on top of it, that marching up and down the street, teaching our children drag queen stories. Do you support that?
Well, you know, I believe know, the people have a right to, you know, to communicate, okay? I mean, they're not doing anything bad. They're not trying to teach the kids to be drag queens. They're not trying to.
What are they doing then? What are they doing?
They're bringing knowledge to youth. Okay.
Knowledge.
Yes.
Having a parade with your ass hanging out and your dick swaying in the air in front of children is knowledge.
Well, I've never seen them. Okay. Have their ass hanging out again, and guys, you say dick swinging.
What's the purpose of having a drag queen story to kindergarten students? What's the purpose of that? What knowledge are you bringing?
Well, they're bringing a tolerance issue. Okay, basically knowledge that you should be able to respect one another.
What gives them the right to teach the children that?
Well,
you know, they're not bringing no knowledge. They're not bringing knowledge. They're bringing perversion. They're bringing disgusting, filthy, rotten, satanic beliefs, way of life.
Lord have mercy if that's not the kettle calling the kettle. I mean, the pot calling the kettle black, Joe Gibson.
Who is this fairy on the line now?
The one whose name you just mentioned, Ken Sidekick. And for one, let me explain just one thing to you. Drag queens reading stories to children, they are not out there with their dicks flapping out. They're not there with their asses hanging out. And for your information, some of those drag queens have actually written the books that they are reading. They are authors. They write books.
Yes, I'm sure they did.
Yeah. They did. So they should have every right to read their book. And on top of that, you're yelling about people running around with their body parts hanging out. Have you been to Hooters lately?
What's wrong with that?
Have you been to the beach lately? Have you seen women running around in thongs with their asses out?
I know that's not natural.
So the heterosexual community does it just as much as the gay community. We all do the same thing.
No, you don't do the same thing. Let me ask you this question. If we all took your belief and understanding and lived your way, the human race would be extinct. There'd be no more reproduction. You cannot reproduce with a man and a man.
Yeah, and you know what else we wouldn't have?
What?
We wouldn't have starving children. We wouldn't have an overpopulation. We wouldn't have a lot of homelessness.
Let's kill the human race off. Let's annihilate the human race then to solve hunger, world hunger.
And it would be even better if I was actually talking to the real Joe Gibson, but you're not even the real Joe Gibson.
Yeah, he is.
Well, his voice doesn't even sound like he'd. I listened to his show, remember?
Yeah.
His voice doesn't sound right tonight. Something sounds off.
Well, that's Joe.
Yeah, it's me.
I'm one of those one people in your chat room on occasion.
Well, the one people in my chat room?
Yeah, you usually only have just one or two. That's it. And
No callers, right?
But, you know, they all basically have the same beliefs you do, and they're, you know, at a point, I've got to cut you off. So...
What point would that be when we discuss rational decisions and how to overcome disgusting, perverted behavior that you're producing in our society?
How are we, as a gay community, producing this when most pedophiles are heterosexual? Most child abusers are heterosexual. Most domestic violence happens in heterosexual relationships.
How do you see that the gay community
is doing all this perversion and everything else? You know, men in dresses, yes, men in dresses do molest children, but they're usually preachers, priests, and so on, not drag queens.
You know, and I'm very pissed off about all the money that they spent to help cure AIDS. You know, AIDS was a disease that was created for the homo. and it to destroy the homo, you know. And then we, you know, everybody felt sorry for you, and had to come out with all these cheers and that damn monkey magic Johnson.
Yeah, you have to remember all this too. That AIDS, well, HIV, was started by the government, so it got out of control.
Yeah, to get rid of you.
Yeah, it got out of control. Yeah, exactly. The same way they put crack into the black communities. Same thing.
Oh, nobody put crack into the black community. What are you talking about?
Oh, really? Have you done your research? Have you read about these things?
Who put it in there?
Check
you tell
out.
Me some guy in a three-piece suit from the FBI
is,
trucked it in
you,
there and gave it all handed
do,
it out.
All you have to do is Google. G-O-L-G-O-E.
Google, yeah, that's where you get your information.
Listen,
explain to me how they brought it into the how they put it in the black community. Explain to me how that worked exactly.
It started out as cocaine. They made cocaine an even cheaper source, a cheaper way to get cocaine into the market. And where was it distributed first?
What way?
Into black communities.
What way?
Black communities.
But who brought it into the black community? What are you talking about?
The government did. The same way they put
the
AIDS
government.
Out.
What's the government?
Exactly.
The government.
The U.S. government. Our government.
So you're saying people that work for the government, okay, people that are on the payroll, these people that work for the government, what do they work for, the CIA, FBI, or whatever, went in there, per orders of their boss, drove vans of cocaine and crack in to the black neighborhood and said, here, so-and-so, this is a van Lotus for you. Go sell it on the street like a good old nigga.
Same way they shot Kennedy. Both of them.
Oh, God.
No, God.
Now this is the rational thinking of somebody of your stature.
Let me ask you a question. Just so you know, since you've been asking all the questions, let me ask you personally a question. How does it feel to have your president indicted today?
It just shows how sick and twisted our country is. But we will win in the end.
You know what it really shows you? Because in any other country, had somebody led a coup against the government, they wouldn't get the chance to go to court.
What coup? A fraudulent election?
That fraudulent election.
You're telling me that election there was no fraud?
Yeah, no, there was no fraud. He lost.
Oh, boy. Come on. Now, you're being a complete liar.
Plain and simple.
How could he lose when he has 50,000 people showing up at each rally, and then Joe Biden would show up at the same town, same event with 13 people? How did he lose?
Well, that doesn't
really matter.
It's all that matters of the people that voted. It doesn't matter who shows up at your campaigns. I mean, that's besides the point.
It kind of does matter. Come on.
And a lot, you know,
you can't fill a stadium.
Trump, yes, his campaigns were packed, but they were packed by a bunch of, sad to say, beer-drinking country folks. Evil country folks that know how to work for a living, not hardworking people, just misled and misinformed.
Misled and misinformed about what? What are they misled and misinformed about?
Kind of like you.
What, that it's okay for a man to sniff another man's ass? You tell me that's normal?
Is it any of your
that's
concern?
Normal.
Or, I mean, from what I understand, you were in prison and you did it. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it never happened. This fairy tale of people being raped in prison never happened, okay?
I've heard it many times. So
no, there is sexual activity in there.
There is queer activity
in there, but those men who try to become women because they can't handle the fact that they're in jail are put in check. They have to stay in their own little corners and do their own little thing. And mostly, you know, if they get out of line, they get checked in, beat down.
And if you look things up and educated yourself, you would see that most rapes in prison are not committed by homosexuals. They're committed by heterosexuals against homosexuals, and sometimes not
how
even
could you
against
be a heterosexual if you're trying to have sex with another man? How could you?
When you have no women around and you're locked up for all your life, you really don't consider yourself homosexual. You just consider yourself bigger and tougher.
No, that's called a sick, demented person that obviously has a problem.
No, yeah, right. But yet, it happens,
listen,
correct?
Listen, you didn't answer my question. What turns you on about smelling another man's ass crack?
Well, personally, I do not get off smelling ass crack. So let's just start with that. But let me ask, in the same round, what makes you, gets you so turned on by shoving your face into a woman's open slit? It's an open wound, for God's sake. It bleeds. And yet you stick your face in it. Now, what turns you on
bleeding.
About that?
It's not bleeding when I stick my face in it.
How do we know that?
Okay.
And so you're saying it would be okay to stick my nose in a clean ass that didn't smell?
Well, first of all, a man and a woman coming together is a natural affection.
And if you eat pussy, correctly, you lick that booty hole. So you too, sniff dirty booty.
But you see, a man and a woman, you see, there's two different attractions there. Opposites attract. A man and a man, okay, it's different. It doesn't come to form together. It's unnatural. It's disgusting. Okay.
And what's unnatural and disgusting about it? Straight people do the same thing.
Because you can't reproduce. How about that? Nature.
Maybe
you don't see a male dog screwing another male dog, do you?
Maybe we don't want to reproduce. I personally would never
what
bring
logical
a child
sense
into
does that
this world the way it's
so
going.
You're dooming, so you're damning yourself and your people and the human race.
No,
I'm
not damning myself. I'm just saying a lot of us don't wish to have children.
Well, thank God.
And we're not damning ourselves, because as long as heterosexuals are pushing out children and those children grow up, a lot of them are going to be homosexuals. I mean, I have nothing against heterosexual people. I wouldn't be here without
right?
a heterosexual couple. My parents
were
straight.
Do you believe
straight.
That being
I
a homosexual is a disease?
Yes, it was considered a disease way until the 70s. Yes, I do know this.
Okay. Do you agree with it?
So, that it's a mental disease?
So you don't
no.
think it's a disease?
No,
so
I
it's
do
natural?
Not.
You're saying you're naturally born that way?
I say yes, sir.
How are you born
that
way? How are you naturally born that way?
Some people are born homosexual. Some people are what we call ourselves platinum homosexuals, which means the only pussy we ever touched was the one we came out of. And I didn't even come out of one because I was born cesarean. So I haven't even been that close.
That's why you're retarded. Okay.
No, I'm not
right. I was trying to figure it out. What happened to you? But
so
anyway,
you have to resort to trying to say that somebody is less intelligent than you are. Well, no, that's not the case, Mr. Gibson. Maybe you're
yes, it
the
is
retard.
The case. No, it's.
Maybe
it's
you're
I'm
the
sorry
retard.
For you that you're sick. I'm sorry for you that you're sick and you have a disease.
I'm sorry
okay.
for you. I'm sorry for that you got raped in prison, and that your wife
well,
left.
Well, that's untrue. That's an untrue
and you
statement.
Have, and you. And you have mentally challenged children. Isn't that a happy
that's
life
an untrue
for a heterosexual
statement.
Male? Makes
that's
me
an
want to be straight.
Statement.
Which,
but
which
you see,
is,
you're admitting that you have
did,
this problem, your
wife,
problem. So my statements
wife
are
leave
true.
You? Did your wife leave you? Did your wife leave you?
Yeah. Yeah, sure, we broke up, yeah.
Isn't your child mentally unstable?
No. That's,
the one
that's
that
false.
Shits in the dryer, you know that one?
No child shits in the dryer.
All righty then.
That's a fake made-up statement of somebody obviously making fun of me on the blog talk
like
radio.
I said,
where,
like
where,
I said, when
wherever
you
the rumor came from, the guy is, the person obviously is an asshole.
At some point.
Well, okay. Well, like again, there's no fact to that, though. That's just slander. That's just making stories up, you know?
And
so, but that's
and
fine. You can make up whatever story you want.
Stuff up too. It's slander.
I'm not making it up because you are a faggot. You said it. You openly admit it. You are a faggot, so I'm
no,
not making
I'm
anything
not a,
up.
No. I'm not a faggot. I'm sorry to inform
what are you?
You. I'm not a faggot.
What,
I'm a homosexual.
Well, what are you? A
homosexual. I'm a homosexual.
Oh, for God's sake.
Right. I'm not,
okay,
I'm not
so
a
you're
faggot.
A homosexual.
I'm not a queer. I'm not a pillow puffer. I'm a homosexual.
No, you just like the putt from the rough. Okay, and you're an ass scratcher. Okay, you know, I mean, you know,
is scratching ass some sort of sexual thing? Is that something that y'all do?
It's not normal. Okay, let's get to the bottom of this. Look, it's not normal for you to stick your penis in a man's ass, right? Right?
But it's
normal
for you to stick your dick in a woman's ass.
No, 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 excuse me. Is it normal to, for a man
is
to do
normal?
That?
Is it normal? Is it normal?
Yes, answer the question. Yes.
I say yes.
How can it be normal? Now, what makes it normal? It's, you cannot reproduce that way. So why would you make call that normal? Now, don't go changing the subject and saying something about me and a woman. Now, I'm
okay.
Let's talk about man with a dick and another man's ass. How could that
okay.
be normal?
Why can't? Why is it not normal? Is
because
it normal to a person who's
your
a
penis
is it normal
is not
to,
made
okay,
to
okay,
do
okay,
that.
No, wait, wait, shush one moment. Shush one moment. Let me answer your question. Is ass fucking normal to gay men? Yes.
Is it a normal
is
behavior?
Is vagina
though?
Normal to lesbian women? Yes.
You're not answering the question. Is it a normal behavior that you can reproduce
yes,
what your penis
between,
was made for? You
between,
shit out your
between,
ass, right? You shit out your ass, right? Your
yes,
your
you
dick
do.
Brings puts out what? Seeds, right? Seeds, you
yes.
know, semen, right? Eggs,
yes.
Sperm, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you're not going to put eggs and sperm in shit and an ass, right, to reproduce a child, right? It's not normal. We're not made like that. It
why
can't happen no matter how many
about,
times you do it,
why
right?
Is it, why is it all about reproduction? Not everybody
well,
was meant to be a parent. Not everybody was meant to be a parent. Look at yourself. You were not meant
no,
to raise
no,
a
no,
child.
No.
Yet
no,
you did.
No, listen,
yet you reproduced.
There you go. There you go. Off subject. Off subject. It's
no,
not,
that's not off
normal.
Subject.
It's
that's
not normal. Your
I
dick
said,
was not made for
a,
that.
If you're a gay man, then it's normal because you're a gay man. Same way.
Where do you get off to change the entire human analogy? Where do you get off dictating what your penis is really for when we know naturally it's look
why
animals have
off,
the same way to breed and
why do you
right?
get off why do you get off dictating what my penis is for? It seems you seem
because
like you seem
normal.
To think a lot about people's penises.
Look, you could do what you want with it in the privacy of your own home. Just don't do it out in public.
Well,
keep
I do
it
in the privacy of my own home. I don't have sex
good,
in
that's
public.
Fine. Yeah, we don't want you doing
a
it
lot
out
of
in public.
Us,
we don't.
Right, a lot of people don't have sex in public. And
well,
I
we don't want you advertising it. We
of,
don't want you cramming it down our throats.
And what? You don't we get the heterosexual lifestyle shoved down our throat every day of the week?
Because that is normal. That is normal.
No, it's not. It's normal to you.
Yes, it is. Well,
but it's
that,
not normal
well, look,
to me.
It doesn't matter to who or what. It's normal. It's just a fact. It's normal, okay?
And,
it's a normal
and
way to reproduce.
Just, and I say that I'm just as normal.
But it doesn't matter. You can say you're a tree, but it doesn't make it true, okay? So it doesn't matter. Let's stick to facts here. What is the fact? So we don't want your type in society flaunting it around. It's not normal. We don't want it. And it's going to stop. It has to stop. It's going to stop. The republic will
well, guess,
be restored.
You know what? Guess what? Homosexuals have been around since ancient Greece and before.
That's right.
And it's been through history. Homosexuals have been here, and in the future, homosexuals will be here.
You're absolutely correct.
Plain and simple. Yes, laws are being passed. Laws are being passed in different states. You know this, that. Then they're being held right back by other judges. So the laws aren't even going into effect that you're talking about.
They will be. We're winning. The republic
yeah.
will be fully
what are
restored,
you, what are,
and you
what,
will be out.
What are you winning?
Well, I just told you we are
and
restoring
what are you
say, our republic.
And what are you actually saying that if your people come into power that it's going to be another Nazi Germany and you're going to load us all up and take us to concentration camps
yes.
and burn us?
Yes. Yeah. I'm not burning
anybody
yet,
who
but,
anybody who's abnormal, anybody you don't think follows what you believe will be rounded up and disposed of. Is that what you're saying?
No, not disposed of. No, no.
Just put
not
in.
Well,
so what
of.
Are you going to do with us? Just put us. Are you going to just move us to Montana?
We will make life so miserable for you that you'll want to move.
Move? Really? You don't
yes.
think our lives have been miserable all this time? We have to fight idiots like you. We have to fight idiots like you every day.
Good.
Being gay is not that great, but it's what we
Good.
Are. And we
Too
have
bad
to fight
for you.
Against people like you every day of the week, every day, every hour, like we've done for centuries. And we'll continue
That's
to
right.
do for centuries.
And you'll continue to
but
lose.
We'll,
and you'll
we'll,
continue
but
to
but we'll
lose.
Always be, but we'll always be here.
No, you won't. Again,
yes,
I just told you, when the Republic is restored, you will leave. You will leave.
Oh, really? Really, you think so? Are you that
yes,
stupid?
And along, yes, and along with the niggers, too. Okay?
So you're really that stupid. So what is going to be
stupid.
Left in this? What exactly is going to be left in this country after you get rid of all the people of color, all the homosexuals,
yep.
all the lesbians, all the bisexuals? What is going to be left? Because there's nobody
the
who's purely
the beautiful Aryan
no,
people, the beautiful Aryan
oh,
race.
Oh, you mean like Hitler wanted to do? We're back to that again. Like Hitler wanted
the beautiful
to do.
Aryan race,
and you saw, yeah, and you saw what happened to Hitler and the beautiful Aryan race.
We saw how close he came to achieving his Reich, didn't we?
He didn't come that close. Think about it.
Oh, he
didn't
did.
Come that
yes,
close.
He did. You better study history a little bit.
Not
closer.
In our, not in our, not in our country. He didn't.
What mean our country? What country you? What country you talking about?
Well,
I'm
live
not
in the,
French.
I live
what are you
in
talking
the,
about?
I live in the United States. What other country would I be talking about?
Well, you don't live in the same United States I live in.
Really?
Yes. I live in the Republic of the United States. You live in some freaking democracy that they drilled down these people's heads today. That's not true. That's just trying to self-destruct from within. Okay? Look, man. Oh, look, I don't have a problem with you living and doing your own thing, but you don't need to do it in my country anymore. We're tired of it.
Well, guess what? We're going to continue doing it. And we're about tired of y'all, too.
What are
you
going to do
what
about
have
it?
You, what has your great republic done? Right now, they're trying to take Social Security away from people who have worked their whole lives to get there. While
you don't want to do anything
make,
like you.
But while congressmen have paychecks that are millions of dollars, we have children
yeah.
who are starving. We have people who are starving in the streets who are homeless. And yet your republic yeah. is sending money to other countries. Your republic.
No, that's not my republic. That's your democracy.
What republic
that's
is that?
Your,
then what,
that's your
then,
corporate,
then what
corporate
republic
government.
Within what republic are you actually a member of? What is this republic you speak of then? You keep saying that y'all's republic is going to come and chase everybody out of the country. It's going to be nothing left but Aryans, which, honestly, I don't see how that's going to work either because there's really nobody of pure white or Aryan blood.
Sure
everybody
is
mixed
no,
in somewhere. If you dig
sure.
back far enough, and if you dig back far enough in everybody's lineage, there's an Indian in there, a Native American in there. Excuse me. There's
that's
a person
of what
color.
They teach you. That's
a
Jew.
That's
a Jew.
You are not going to. You cannot. You cannot even try to tell me that you're going to find more than. I'll give you a few thousand people who are pure Aryan blood.
What are you?
Because
what are
you're
you?
Not.
What's your heritage?
You're not.
What is your heritage? What is your heritage?
I'm Spanish.
Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
From Spain, right?
My
ancestors. Okay. Well,
my
don't you want to go
yes,
back to Spain?
My ancestors are from Spain. My great 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 grandfather discovered South Padre Island. So
don't you want to go back there? Don't you want to go back there and be with your ancestors?
Why would I want to go back to Spain? No. Why would I want to be?
It's your people. It's your people.
Okay, well, we're going to take some callers. I'm tired of arguing with you.
All right, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, see, you're tired because you're losing the. You know where this is going.
No,
I'm
not losing. There's just other people we'd rather talk to.
Well, let me just say this, if you don't mind.
Put this man on hold.
This is my land, not your land. Okay?
Bye.
Okay, I'm going to put you on mute
there for a second, Joe. Sorry, Doctor. Is that you?
Hello, 111,
you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing,
hey,
Pastor?
Hey, Beanie, what's up? How you
All
doing
right,
tonight?
Man. Oh, man, just listening to Tony and Gibson, you know what I'm saying? Both of them have something to it, but I don't agree with Gibson about the Republic. You know, there's not going to be no Aryan race or anything like that. That's a bunch of baloney.
Yeah. Let me bring on Tony talking. I think he's waiting to come on. Okay.
Tony's on
here. Here we go. I think this is Tony right now. Okay.
What are you?
Tony, is that you?
What are you saying?
Uncle Tony.
Right there, my brother. How you doing, Tony?
You know, I'd be doing better. Be doing better. If I could have a conversation with Joe Gibson.
You want to have a conversation with Joe Gibson?
Yeah.
Let me bring you back. Here we go, Joe. You're back on.
Oh, well. I'll watch it later.
Yeah, I'm here.
I thought I made it.
But that last person that said he doesn't agree with me, though. But, what you know, but that's, I don't understand what he doesn't agree with. But anyway, what do you need, Tony Squashhead?
But listen, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I just got a question for you. When did you wake up, look in the mirror one day, and realize that you are an ignorant, retarded person?
That's what you took this long to come out with and spit out and say, you fat marshmallow motherfucker, piece of shit, son of a bitch, motherfucker.
Sure, because you're a retarded person.
Yeah, okay, whatever. I woke up and found out I was pure and understood what I was fighting for, understanding this country and what's happened to it, like the people like you, scumbags like you.
Nothing for your country. You did nothing for your country.
What did you do? What did you do with your phony voice, you faggot?
Shut up, faggot.
Shut up, marshmallow mouth.
Shut up, what the shit.
Shut up, you half-breed.
Shut up, you half-breed.
Yeah, you scumbag.
You white gorilla at the bottom of the stone bed. You got a saw.
Will not be as big as my dick. You
don't understand. Guys like you, I call them being bitch. They call them being bitch because you think you're so smart and your
father's too quick. Yeah,
I think I'm so smart.
Why don't you prove me as I'm wrong? What am I so
smart about?
You're not
smart.
Shut up, faggot.
Smart people. They don't lock up drugs while they're on drugs. And they let the kids
Hey, Joe, was the last time you fucked your sister?
What are you talking about? Shut up, asshole. Well, I'm trying to talk to Tony Talk. Shut up, asshole, you punk.
When's the last time you fucked your sister?
Hey, listen, you little punk. You're not going to give me your name. You're not going to see me nowhere. So you can call me names and try to piss me off, but it's not going to work. You're just a pussy, okay, that runs his mouth on Blog Talk Radio. So shut the fuck up. Shut up, you faggot motherfucker. All right? You're sitting there in your dirty, yellow-stained underwear, okay? All right? In your grandmother's basement.
Sorry, Tony. You go ahead, Tony.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Tony. Speak. Do you know how to speak?
I have to speak slow because you're out of time. Because if I speak too fast...
Okay, you said that already. Can you come up with something new?
You are ignorant.
Why am I ignorant, Tony? Why am I ignorant? Because I'm proud of my people and I want my country to be pure and be clean and be righteous. I want my country to be righteous.
It's never going to happen.
It doesn't matter if it's never going to happen. That's because you're a loser and you don't know how to fight for anything. Okay? Why don't you learn how to fight for something and maybe you'll see something can happen.
I've been fighting, man, stupid ass.
Fighting for what? Fighting for what?
I've been fighting for our people.
Stupid ass.
You have. What have you been doing for your people?
You ever heard of Lexit? Stupid ass.
What? I never heard of what you. What did you say?
Lexit, X-I-T, Lexit. Latino,
no, I never heard
exited
of it.
The Democrats.
No, I never heard of it.
All right.
Again, what are you doing for your people? Obviously, so you're a Democrat, huh?
Well, we're exiting the Democrats, stupid.
No, you're exiting the Democrats. Okay.
Yeah.
Exit. That's what you said. Okay. Exiting Democrats. So what's that prove? That's all right, you're exiting Democrats. Good for you. But what's that going to do? How are you cleaning up your country? What activism are you doing? What are you doing out there? What are you trying to do to preserve America and restore our republic?
We've been doing a lot of things, man. We've been doing a lot of things.
You guys spin it. You guys spin it and make it look like I'm this big bad racist. I'm this bad person because I love my country and I want my country to be pure. What's wrong with that? What is wrong with that?
That's wrong, bro.
Why? Why is it wrong for my country to be strong and for my people to be strong? What's wrong with that?
Your people into this country, you got to remember it's a melting pot, man. That's what the whole like America was based on, man.
No, that's not what it was based on. No,
yes,
that's
was.
Not what it was started upon. No, no. That's what maybe it is today, but that's not what it was based on. That's not what it was founded upon. No.
Okay, what was it founded upon then?
It was founded upon the European colonial way of life. When they came here from Europe and broke away from the tyranny and chains of King George, the white European man and woman.
Yeah.
That's what this country was founded upon. Whether you like it or not, that's the truth.
No, the first people landing in this country were criminals from England. Get it straight.
Listen, man.
Who came in and attacked the Indians and killed off the Indians.
Yeah,
the
whole
country was taken, was stolen.
They killed off a bunch of savages.
Idiot.
Okay. They killed off a bunch of savages.
Well,
you're
talking, bro. You sound like a savage, bro. You should be
I am a savage. I am. I'm a warrior.
Nah, that's not a warrior, bro.
Okay, I got some more callers here. Let me bring them on. Okay, I got 857 and I got 510. Let's bring on 857 and see what we got. 857, you're on there. Or 357,
Another coward.
Noah's going to be a gay Jew.
Listen to that. What is that?
Noah is going to be sucking cock with one of them beanies on.
Mm-hmm. That's the best you can do?
You know it. He's already shit in the dryer.
Mm-hmm. That's the best you can do, huh?
Yeah. You know it.
All right, go back and lay with your sister, your fat sister, okay? And go into the barn and go screw each other, okay?
I think Bridget's out with the Jew tonight. She's giving him a blowjob. That's why you're kind of drunk and upset.
Yeah, okay. Whatever you say. Whatever you say with your fake name and your fake voice. You're so tough.
Okay.
Oh, I want to hear more of that. Put me on hold.
Good, yeah. He ran out of brain. He ran out of brain time.
Okay, let's bring on 510. It should be Tommy Monahan. How you doing, Tommy?
I'm good, Ken. Can you bring Tony back on and just mute everybody but him and Joey? I want to hear this debate.
Yeah, sure. I'll bring Tony on. I think this is Tony right now. I mean, to see if this is him. 101, is that you, Tony?
Yeah, it's me, pal. Hey.
I'm going to mute everybody. I'm going to let Joe and Tony talk. Okay? Okay? Go ahead, guys.
Go ahead,
all right,
Joe.
What's on your mind?
Wait is fresh. Go ahead.
Well, Tony, I don't see what's wrong with being proud of your race, being proud of your country, and wanting your country to be strong and your people to be strong. It's okay to have black power. It's okay to have gay rights and for them to march up and down the street for their rainbow collision crap and all that, everything else they got. But when you say white power or you say white rights, I'm a racist. I'm no good. Why? Why is that, Tony?
I think that you're upset because you obviously don't like blacks, am I right?
Yes.
And you obviously don't like gays. Am I right with that one, too?
Yes, yeah, I don't like gays. Yes, that's correct.
Well, most guys that don't like blacks and they don't like gays usually means that at one point in time they were fucked in the ass by a gay black guy or their girlfriend was bent over by a black guy.
Okay. That was whatever it means. That's your justification, whatever it means. But again, you didn't answer the question.
Why won't I be proud of being white?
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Why is it wrong to be proud of to be white? Why?
That's like being proud that you breathe oxygen. It's like saying I took a breath today. Look at me, how proud I am. Are you out of your fucking mind? Listen. You're not fully American. You understand that the people here in America are Native Americans, right? You understand that?
What, the savages that were here before the Europeans got here, they were conquered and they lost. That's all there's to it, and they're not getting their land back, okay?
Okay, so they brought arrows to a gunfight. Okay, here, let me ask you something else. What do you think of Italians? What do you think of Italian-Americans?
There's nothing wrong with Italians. I'm Italian. I have Italian heritage in me.
Okay, so you're not American.
Excuse me? I'm American.
I'm not American.
Why wouldn't
I
be American? Why?
You have ties to Europe. You're Italian. You got ties to Europe. You have heritage there. You were not. You may have been born here, but if we were going to take everybody that was only American, everybody would be fucking gone. There'd be nothing but casinos everywhere and a bunch of Johnny Long fetters running around. That's what would happen.
You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. I can't agree with you there.
Now, instead of getting mad at all this, why aren't you mad at yourself for losing your son and having Bridget leave you for a black guy and all this other stuff? Why don't you take
care
of your business?
That's untrue. Those statements are untrue, but I'm not mad at myself. What I'm mad at is the people that are destroying the moral fabric and foundations of this country, okay, and ushering
so
in a new world order.
Yeah, you're mad at yourself. You're ruining this country. You're dividing it. That's what you thought.
I'm dividing it. What makes you think that we can come? We are the world. I'm going to sing a song, We Are the World, and we'll all come together, and that's going to make everything okay?
No, that's not going to make it okay, but there are people out there that are okay with it, that they all get along, that everybody gets along, and everything's
cool. That's not true.
There are people like that. I'm like that.
No, you're not.
Donnie Baby's like that. Ken's like that.
Listen, when the chips are down, people get confused or they're at a loss or the economy tanks, you go with your own tribe, your own people. That's a fact.
My people come from all different ranges of the world. My people have all different color skin. Your people are ignorant and fuck each other's sisters. That's it.
Well, that sounds like you're a mongrel. You're a mongrel animal then. You don't even matter. You're a mud puppy.
And it sounds like you're an inbred retarded person because you are.
Well, that's okay.
What you sound like.
That's okay. So you don't have a country then. So you're just a misfit. You go to the island of misfit toys when the republic is restored. Get in line, pal.
Well, what republic's being restored? Didn't you guys lose? I think these guys lost. Yeah.
We didn't lose nothing. We didn't lose nothing, but I can tell you who's going to lose in the future. It's people like you, marshmallow heads like you, you loser.
I'm not the
you
loser,
dwarf.
Buddy. I'm not a loser.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are with your phony freaking voice.
I pay my taxes for you to eat. I'm not the loser. I work and pay taxes into this country. What the fuck do you
pay taxes? You pay taxes to the Federal Reserve banking cartel, pal. You're a sucker.
And you're delusional and retarded. Ken, you got to get this guy off the air because all he's doing is polluting the airways. There are people that want to call your show. He's a
stunner. You're polluting the airways, pal. You polluted the airways the day you were born. Why don't you get lost? Go back to where you were hatched.
I can go pollute Bridget's asshole with my big dick.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit.
It.
You're a piece of shit, man. Go to J-Bo and pollute his asshole, you punk.
You're crying. You're crying.
Yeah,
hey. Give this guy that has an issue. Give him a tissue.
You
let him call. Let him cry.
Monkey.
Oh, you know what's the matter? I strike a
nerve
with you. Yeah,
grease ball wet back.
Oh, you okay?
Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah,
baby,
you're not
Joey
going nowhere,
went.
You freaking meatball. You meatball.
Oh, baby Joey, where?
You're a grease ball meatball. You're a rotten meatball. That's what you are. Your own people don't even want you.
No, baby, I'm a spicy meatball.
Yeah, they don't want you. They don't want you. You're a reject from the Italian
right.
crew, the Italian
you.
Crowd.
I'm
they don't
down
want
with
you.
You. Like yesterday's shit, I wiped my ass, I flushed it down the toilet. I'm down with you. Get the fuck out of here. You're pathetic.
Yeah, that's
Ken,
all you know how to do, don't you? Run away, huh, Tony? Run away. Run
Ken,
away, you little dwarf.
Ken, you gotta go.
You're a peon.
To another caller.
You're a peon, you Tony. You always have been. You're a peon.
All right, go cry yourself to sleep.
Tony, stay with me. We're going to take some more calls. Okay, 111, you're on air.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I have a question for Joe. It's very simple. He seems to be a chameleon. So what I mean by that is when someone goes on his show, Joe basically acts like he's their friend, right? And I'll give you an example. There's a brother named Sarge that's on his show all the time. Now, tonight, Joe has called into this show and used the N-word. I've heard it. He said, niggas, I want to get niggas, put them all out of there. Get them out of here, get the gays out of here. I would like Joe to say that to Sarge on his show. He always talks about how no one has any balls and all this other shit. If you're a real man, you don't talk shit behind another man's back. If you're going to talk about black people and your friend who you kiss his ass when he's on your show, call him a nigga to his fucking ear, to his face. Don't hide behind, you know, don't call up this show and talk shit about your quote-unquote friend. That's some bullshit. Put him on. I want to hear what he's going to do. Is he going to do it?
Okay, I'll bring Joey back on. Okay,
here we go. All right, first of all, Sarge is not a nigger, okay? He's a good guy.
He's black.
He stands for people.
You said you wanted all the blacks out of here, man.
Listen, asshole, you don't know what I say or what I know or what I want, okay?
Don't
when I
system,
say the blacks, I mean the piece of shit out there that are taking advantage and leeching on the system and leeching off of everything.
What about
the white
guys that fuck
the
sisters like you and have retarded babies? What about
the
people that go fuck the sisters and have retarded babies like you that shit in the dry all the time? My brother told me that shit. And you know it's true, motherfucker.
Listen here, Herman Munster. Listen, Herman Munster, you piece of shit.
That's original.
Yeah,
yo,
okay,
pussy,
listen.
Man. You wrote a book about
snitching
and they said you ain't a snitch, motherfucker. You a bitch-made motherfucker, Joe.
What am I? Why don't you come knock on my door then? I'll leave the porch light on for you anytime you want to come by.
Is it the shopping mall, motherfucker? Is it at Gold's Gym? Will you be sucking off every motherfucker in there? Please,
yeah,
nigga, I don't
you
waste
know,
my time
you would
with
know
you.
Hiding around the corner because you're too scared to approach me.
Joe, you a bitch, man. Go do your show for three people. Go do your show for three motherfuckers. Go do it.
Why don't
Stop
you talk about
show.
My show so much
you,
for? You must listen to it all the time, asshole. You even
there's
know the people that
in
call
there.
In.
Ain't nobody listening to that shit. Go back to it. Nobody
now,
wants to hear
well,
from
you. How would
you
know who calls into my show then, you stupid idiot?
Oh,
you don't even know what you're talking about. Listen to you. Your brain is freaking so
it's
small.
Our show. We don't call into your show. We don't go
yes, you
walking
do. Yes, you do. Yes, you
carpet.
Do. You've called in.
We don't piss
you've
it out
many
kids.
Times.
And say, look
hey,
at me, I need bag. Attention.
Listen here, meatball.
Baby
hey, meatball.
Bitch.
Listen, meatball. Listen, you rotten
yes,
meatball.
Yes, baby
okay?
back bitch. Yes, baby
listen,
back
you
bitch.
Rotten meatball. You have called into my show many times.
I told you I'm a spicy meatball. Ask your girlfriend.
Joe, let me ask Joe a question. Joe, would you have Ken move to this island or whatever you were talking about earlier?
Move to what? What do you mean? I don't understand.
Well, you said something about, like, oh, you don't want any gays here or whatever.
Pushy island.
Tony F, yes. Tony F is definitely a degenerate and has no place in the Republic. But Ken, I'm not too sure about yet.
Well, Ken's a homosexual. What's the difference?
He's a homosexual?
They live together, Joe. Of course he's a homosexual.
Now, just because they live together doesn't mean he's a homosexual. Why do you automatically determine someone who
okay,
they are and
Kenny,
what they are
Ken,
just because they live
up.
Together?
Kenny, are you homosexual?
Yes, I'm gay. I'm gay, Joe.
Okay, Joe, you need to hang up. You a hypocrite, man. You call
okay,
gay
well,
guys, Joe.
Then let me answer your question. Let me answer your question, faggot. After we're done with you, then we
right.
have to go towards them, then. We have to go get them.
Hey, Ken,
but you're first.
Hang up on this motherfucker. He's had enough airtime.
You're a pussy. You're a pussy. That's what you are.
You're a quiet baby bitch.
Ooh, I'm so hurt.
You know what? I'm actually a pussy. You call me a pussy. I'm a pussy because I am what I eat, baby.
Oh, according to Tony, that's no good. That's disgusting. Why do you do that? You're a disgusting slob.
You know, for a gay guy, Tony Furtado probably gets more ash from women than you ever did.
Yeah, maybe.
Speaking of which, if you want a strange piece of ass, go put your hand in your back pocket and get the fuck out of here.
Why don't you just bend over and look in the mirror, asshole? Because that's the most pussy you've ever gotten, probably.
No, I think I the last time I got pussy, the last time I ate pussy was such a short time ago that I actually smell it on my phone.
Oh, you dare? Really? And then you woke up.
Yeah, I woke up to a bunch of pussy and women laying around me because...
No, you woke up in J-Bo's arms.
Dick.
You woke up in J-Bo's arms.
Don't you know that J-Bo would have fucked you up? Do you know that? Do you know
yeah.
He would have sat on top of you, and if he wanted to fuck your ass, he could have used you as a condom to fuck other animals. Do you know that?
Really? Would you be the first animal?
I mean, you'd always want to be up my ass. I'd be doing you a favor, pal.
No, that's what you want.
Why are you still on the line? I don't understand it. Is tonight retarded?
Why are you such a pervert? What's wrong with you?
Tonight's a retarded night. It's weird.
Is it true that you're a registered sex offender?
No, that's your best friend, Dick. Or what's his name? Peter
no,
Paul.
No.
Yeah, no.
Why did the peanut gallery got a butt in when I asked Tone that question?
Because you ask stupid-ass motherfucking questions. That's why, and you a hypocrite. That's another reason.
Shut up, asshole.
Well,
slap the shit out of you.
That's a great comeback, Joey. Real great.
Listen
this,
here,
this
you're a punk.
Hey, Kenny, this degenerate fuck hangs out with guys that butt-fuck little girls and get 30-year stretches for it. That's a good comeback, Joe. That's a very witty. Fit your personality to 5%, you little 5 IQ motherfucker.
Yeah. I know who you are, you punk. I know where you live, too.
He's jerking off
me, Joe.
Come
and get me, brother.
Yeah.
I got all your addresses, all of you. All of you.
Come get me.
Are you jerking off the pictures of your son? Is that
I don't need to come get you. I don't need to come get you.
I was supposed to be in a concrete box 3 years ago, motherfucker. What happened?
Hey, look, things take time.
He can't afford concrete. He can't afford
things
fucking
take time.
Plane.
I can't afford concrete. Can't afford concrete. Listen to you.
Yo, what
Listen
you drinking
to you.
Tonight, man? You sound like a motherfucking toddler. What are you drinking?
What kind of accent is that you have right there with that fake voice machine you're using, huh?
Okay, I'm going to bring everybody back on. Beanie, you're on. Okay?
Beanie's on. I'm out of here. Have a good night, guys.
Go ahead.
Don't trip over your own fucking face, you stupid idiot.
Oh. Okay.
Ken, nobody would answer the question. Nobody answers the question.
Hold on, what was the question, Joe? I didn't get a chance to answer. What's the question?
What's wrong with me or anyone my kind, the white, being proud of their race, their heritage, and their country and wanting it to
nothing.
Be strong?
Nothing is wrong. Nothing is wrong with it. Nothing.
No, well, then why is everyone attacking me?
Because you're a racist, homophobic piece of shit. There's a difference. There's a difference between having white pride and being a racist, homophobic piece of shit. There's a difference. But you're stupid, so you can't figure that out. All right. You can take other callers now, Kenny. I answered a stupid-ass question.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to bring up 757. 757, you're on the air.
Hi, Joey. Guess who?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. It's Shannon.
Shannon? Who's Shannon?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm going to get right to the point. You want to know
Please
something about
do.
Your kind, Joe? Your kind
what?
Isn't going to do shit. You know why? Because the last
why?
Time that your republic... that your semen-stained race tried doing something, they got their asses handed to them. Remember Waco? Huh? Remember that, Joey? Remember Waco?
You remember Oklahoma City? You remember that, Shannon?
And then there was Hamburg and Dresden, and their cities burned to the ground.
Auschwitz.
Yeah. Hiroshima, Nagasaki. Yes, you're all gonna burn, Joey.
Aryans roasting on an open fire. Oh, I'm gonna spare you from my singing. I can't sing.
Well, how do you think
That's
this all ends? Tell me, if you're all so smart and I'm so evil and bad, how do you think this all ends for you?
It ends with your republic dying and the New World Order coming to power.
So New World, so hear that, Kenny? You support that, Kenny? New World Order?
No, I don't support the New World Order. No.
Oh. We don't need your support. We only need your submission. And all of you humans will be bowing before us, shedding our shoes.
This is that, Kenny.
And I, yeah, the crown, I'm going to be wearing the crown, and I'm going to be queen of the New World. And the master race of demons will rise. And all of you
wow.
will know the true meaning of hell on earth.
We rebuke you. We rebuke you, Satan.
No. Rebuke how you want.
We rebuke you. We rebuke you.
Okay, we can take a caller here. 111, you're on air. Hello?
Hello, how are you doing today?
All right, how are you?
Jeffrey. Okay, just delighted to hear your show. I just got a headache. We're listening to this dude named Joey Gibson. Joey Gibson is a retard.
Thank you.
Comes from North Carolina. Is that true,
yes,
Mr. Sir?
That's correct. Yes, that's correct.
Yes. You live by a bar, by a roadway, and one way in, one way out.
That's correct.
I've been to your place before, and
yeah.
I went into your room, and I butt-fucked you.
You did.
You remember the sores? Do you remember the sores in your ass?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, buffed you real good.
And then after that you
had some cum stains inside your ass.
This is what they revert to. They're perversion. They're disgusting, foul mouths. And you tell me I'm a racist and I'm disgusting and I'm evil. And listen to this. Listen to how he's talking.
Yeah,
this is your society.
Tony,
this is your people. This is how they talk. This is what you represent.
You're a stalker, Joey.
I'm a stalker.
Yes, you're a stalker. Any more callers there,
Hey,
Kenny?
get off of the stick or say whatever the hell you're sitting on, a pine cone or something.
Hey, Joe, I got a question.
Sure.
I have a question. So you say we all think you're evil, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's a problem with that because then there are people who are evil like me who are open uh-huh. about it. And then there
yeah.
are people like you who try to appear to be good. Ah, you try.
I have enough evidence. I have enough evidence and case files
no.
on each and every one of you. All I have to do is sign on a dotted line. You're gone.
Oh,
you're gone.
3 years ago, and you told everyone.
Okay.
And nothing happened.
111, you're on the air.
Hello and good evening. This is Doug Fiorova. I'm an attorney. I specialize in family law. Thank you for having me on your show, Ken.
All right. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Since the case has been resolved, I'm able to go back into my case file and share some information. Mr. Joseph has had several legal cases, one of which I thought was interesting. Part of this case file says that a gentleman drove by his house and saw 8 dogs under his porch and a lawn tractor that had been sexually abused. That was one of the allegations. He also, some gentleman bought a car, a used car from Joseph, and in the trunk was a rape kit, Playgirl magazines, and some sort of a popped blow-up doll. Those are just allegations in the case. One thing that was fact was some of the abuse of the children and the ex-wife. That was very notable, sexual abuse and the beatings and the drug usage and all of those allegations. But Joseph didn't go to jail because he was able to snitch on some of his white power people. But there are a lot of facts from the case that Joe can't hide from. He is a snitch. He did abuse his family, and he is a terrible person. And that is a true legal statement.
Oh, okay. And that's the best
yeah.
you can come up with?
Well, I notice that you're not denying all of these allegations because they're well-known
why
facts.
Bother?
And they are
why
in
bother?
The case file.
Why bother?
Well, that just shows. See, you were the provocateur.
It just shows I have no friends on this call
with
here.
Bridget, you were the
Which
provocateur.
I have no friends. I have no friends on this call. That's fine by me. I know that when I called
Joey.
In.
Oh, poor Joey. No friends.
You try to do character assassination to this wonderful man, Uncle Tony, who is an outstanding man. He pays more taxes than you've ever paid just in pizza purchases alone. He purchases 2 large pizzas every night. The tax on that he's paying, he's paid more
uh-huh.
than you. You don't pay tax. You had all kinds of stuff in that you didn't pay your taxes because you've been on welfare since you got out of prison. You started your own little landscaping business to cut grass under the table.
Uh-huh.
You hired Mexicans. You didn't even hire white people. And you're
uh-huh.
spouting all this white power nonsense, yet you hire the Mexicans. You pay them under the table. You don't pay your taxes. You're a fucking liar. You're a fucking snitch. You're the provocateur. Moonbat, who should be in a concrete
Sounds like
box.
I'm pretty smart.
No, it sounds like you're headed back to jail.
Really? When will that be?
Oh,
I thought I'd speak my way out of it every time.
Oh, no. Now, there are some new cases going to be and charges brought up on you. I'm not going to go into that
great.
Because we're not there
that's
yet.
Terrific.
But the word we have is that you're dating a political activist. His name is Harry
uh-huh.
Johnson, a conservative political activist that you're dating, this new man named Harry Johnson, and you and him
wow.
are in big trouble. And Pastor Ken, I thank you for having me on. Joseph, good luck in court. You know, I know
yeah.
you're going to be in big trouble, but you're not going to be able to snitch your way out of this one.
Maybe you'll be my
anyway.
Cell partner. Maybe you'll be my cell partner.
No, I don't think so. I'm an attorney. I know better than
you.
That.
Know, well, you know,
than
I'll whoop your ass from fucking one end of the hall. Oh, boy, I would just rip you to shreds.
Okay, that's a threat.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to write that down. That will be processed
Good.
In the next case.
Good.
You're in
Process
trouble,
it.
Buddy. You just made a threat. You're in trouble. Don't you threaten
me. That's right.
Me,
good.
Sir.
Good. Good. You scumbag.
Okay. Okay, we got another caller here. 111, you're on here. You're on here. Okay. 111, you're on here.
Well, this is Harry Johnson. Hi, how are you doing there, Joey? You remember me?
Yeah, I remember you.
Hey, how you doing? Remember when you
went all right.
We were on your knees sucking my cock?
Yeah, whatever you say.
Oh, yeah, you like that, right?
Yeah, whatever you say. Can you speak up? I can't understand you. Take the dildo
you
out
like
of your ass.
Yeah, you're the one that likes dildos up the ass. You have a butt plug.
Where are you from?
What's wrong is that you're secretly gay.
I have to figure out where you're from. I don't think I have you in my files.
Oh, this is Harry Johnson.
Harry Johnson. Yeah, that's not your real name.
Oh, my real name is Harry. Harry Les Johnson.
I'll figure out which personality you're trying to clone and who you really are. I'll get your real name. Well, I've already hunted down many, like Randy from California there. We traced him right down to his place of employment, and we took care of him right away. Yes, we did. Jessica, too. Jessica got his, didn't he? Didn't he not? Where is Jessica? I wonder what happened to him. Poor little guy.
Mm-hmm. He's fucking me in the ass right now.
He should have kept his mouth shut.
No.
Okay, he's been on the call. 111. Jessica. Okay. Well, we just went out the air, so I'm going to say God bless everybody. Okay, thank you for calling in.
It was a good show, Kenny. Good show.
Can I say one more thing?
Oh, we lost Harry Johnson.
It was a good show, Kenny.
I wanted to thank Tony F. and Tony Gaga and DC2 and everyone for coming on and roasting this piece of shit. Like the little marshmallow he is.
Thank you.
Sweet cake.
She gave a shout out to Tony Talk for calling in today and putting out his views. Okay, give a shout out to
Joey, you're a piece of shit. Joe is a pedophile.
Shit, Joey, okay.
David Mettermelon is behind you, Joe. You better run.
Fuck you, Joe Gibson.
You're a piece of
shit.
Fuck
you, Joe Gibson.
Piece of shit.
A new world order is coming for you, Joey. Coming for you, Joey. And we can't stop us.
Why don't you start the dryer with Noah in?
I'm going to say goodnight, everybody. God bless.
Lock Noah in the dryer this time. Fall into wet cement and don't get out of it, Joe Gibson.
Nightmare.